morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market is set to add to yesterday's gains when we saw the index up by around 0.8%. The futures are telling us that we'll see an improvement of just under 0.9% for the market when we kick off later on this morning. And this comes on the back of what has been another constructive session as far as Northern Hemisphere markets have been concerned last night. But in particular, it's been the performance of the banks that has led to confidence being able to be restored compared to where we've seen it over the course of recent days and weeks. So let's start off in terms of what we saw in the European sphere. We saw the UK market up 1.8% last night, the French market up 1.4%, and the German index up by around 1.8%. Importantly, we saw financial services, insurers and banks all do quite well. So those sub-indices last night were up in the order of around 4%. And there was a whole range of banks in European trade that were able to advance. You know, second and third tier organizations did quite well. Organizations that have been historically seen as being potentially a little bit vulnerable in terms of their financial composition and their strength. So to that end, the Italian banking giant UniCredit last night up by about 7%, Bank of Ireland up by a similar amount, Deutsche Bank up by about 6%. There has been a lot of disquiet about the forced merger between UBS and Credit Suisse, particularly in relation to the way that European bondholders in Credit Suisse have been treated. And that is still an ongoing discussion. But nonetheless, where the shares were concerned last night, we saw Credit Suisse shares up by about 7% and UBS shares up by about 12% as well. So there were a number of comments from European regulators indicating that they were pleased with the progress that's been made in relation to stabilizing the European financial system. So that all boded well ahead of the kickoff as far as US markets were concerned last night. And to that end, arguably one of the highlights of the session was the head of the US Treasury, Janet Yellen, making some remarks to the American Bankers Association. The timeliness of it could not be overstated. And essentially, to paraphrase what Ms. Yellen said, is that the US government is prepared to do more to stabilize the US banking system. Effectively, it was interpreted as the US government essentially being prepared to backstop all deposits in US financial institutions. And that saw the US markets higher in futures trade ahead of the open. And then we saw the markets continue to build on their early improvements. And they rallied in the last half hour of trade. The Dow Jones up by about 1%, the S&P 500 up 1.3%, and the NASDAQ up 1.6%. The KBW Bank Index was up by about 4.8% as well, highlighting how the smaller US financial institutions were moving higher on the back of those comments. And indeed, the First Republic Bank, which has been such a cause of concern, had a very significant rally last night, up by about 30%, having fallen by about 47% that is the day before. So it's still a very fluid situation. And there's a lot of discussion about what other financial institutions are doing to help First Republic, and that contributed to that gain today. So elsewhere, we saw long and short-term interest rates move higher last night. Again, that's been interpreted as a sign of health. We saw the two-year note up 24 basis points, so a massive move higher. 10-year Treasury notes up 12 basis points. Nonetheless, the markets are now pricing in an 80-odd percent chance that the Fed will raise rates by only a quarter of a percent. So those expectations being reined in compared to a half percent hike that was previously estimated before the turmoil in the banking system became a feature of trade in recent weeks. So today, as I said, not much to expect in economic news. The market will kick off with a solid gain. The next highlight will be the US Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates, which will be known early local time tomorrow morning. Have a great day.